Welcome to Binge Breakthrough, the podcast designed to help you finally break through the barriers that keep you stuck feeling out of control around food. I'm Master Certified Coach Jane Pilger, and I want you to know that no matter how long you've been struggling or what you've tried, food freedom is possible, and I'm here to show you how. After years of therapy, eating disorders treatment, restrictive diets, and reading all the books, I was still stuck in the on-again, off-again cycle of restricting and binging until I was able to see it all from a new perspective that changed everything. Each week, I will share the strategies, tools, and mindset that allowed me to overcome my decades-long battle with binge eating. Your journey to body trust starts now. Let's dive in. Hello, trusted listener. Welcome to Binge Breakthrough. I consider you a trusted listener because I trust that you are listening to this podcast for a reason. I trust that you are going to hear something today that is insightful and impactful on your journey with food. So last week, we talked all about the topic of restriction. And if you didn't listen to the episode, I highly recommend that you go back and you check it out. You can absolutely listen to this episode with zero reference or knowledge about last week's episode, but I bring it up so that you can make sure that you have listened to the episode on restriction, because restriction is one of the primary causes of binge eating. So it's so important to know, understand what is restriction, what are the different types of restriction, how might it be showing up in my life. And the reason that I bring that up in reference to today's topic is that they really are related. A lot of times when we are restricting, we're really disconnecting from ourselves. We're not really in tune with ourselves, with the signals that we're getting from our body, with what we actually need. We're really trying to control ourselves and make these decisions kind of outside of ourselves. So this brings me to today's topic, and today's topic is attunement. Now, you may be a person who, like me, has listened to a lot or taken in a lot of information on the topic of binge eating. And I'm going to guess you may not have heard a lot about the subject of attunement. What is attunement anyway, and what does it have to do with binge eating? This is exactly what we're going to talk about today. Now, if you've been following me or listening to me for any period of time, you might know that I love the resource word hippo when it comes to looking up words, looking at definitions of words or looking for synonyms. If I'm trying to name a feeling, how am I feeling right now? And I might not know exactly what that feeling is, but I kind of know what family it's in or maybe what ballpark it's in. I go to WordHippo. WordHippo is an amazing resource. You can just go to wordhippo.com or you can download the app WordHippo and you can type in a word that, let's say I'm like, you know, I'm feeling it's in the family of frustrated, but it's not exactly frustrated. I can go type in the word frustrated. It will give me several definitions. It will also give me a lot of synonyms and I can then look and see, there's the word. That's the word that really resonates with me. So I use the resource WordHippo a lot. And of course, I went to, as I thought, you know, I'm going to talk about the topic of attunement. I went to WordHippo to look at what is the definition of attunement anyway. And I looked at three different words, all in the same family. So the first definition, the first word that I looked at is attunement. So the definition, the primary definition that came up is the quality of forming a pleasing and consistent whole, H-W-H-O-L-E, like the whole, not just parts, the whole of something. And some of the words that were synonyms for attunement were harmony, coherence, and integration. Now, when you hear these words, harmony, coherence, and integration, I'm going to guess this does not sound anything like your experience with food, your experience with binge eating or feeling out of control with food sometimes. You might be thinking to yourself, what are you talking about? Harmony, coherence, and integration? That is the opposite of what I feel and what I experience with binging or with these episodes with food. Yes, I get it. I understand. And this is exactly why we are talking about this. All right, let's go on to some other definitions. I'm not going to expand on this further. The next word that I looked up was attune, the verb attune, to adapt to or bring into accord with a given environment or standard. So some of the synonyms offered were adjust, adapt, familiarize. Now you might be starting to kind of put the dots together in terms of why I'm talking about this, how this relates to binge eating, but just in case you're not, it will all come together. But what are we going to do here? We want to adapt, bring into accord with, familiarize with. We want to familiarize ourselves with ourselves. Okay, I'm going to tell you the third definition, and then we're going to expand a little further. Attuned. This is the third word that I looked the definition up in Word Hippo. Definition of attuned, being accustomed to or brought into harmony with. And here were a couple of other definitions within attuned that I thought were resonant with what we're talking about today. So for attuned, receptive or responsive to stimuli or the feelings of others. Quick to detect or respond to slight changes, signals, or influences. Okay, so we have these words. Attuned is I'm receptive. I'm quick to detect or respond to what's going on. Attune is kind of the verb. When I attune, I adjust, I adapt, I familiarize. So that's kind of the verb part, is what I'm doing when I attune. If I am attuned, I'm receptive, I'm responsive, I'm in harmony. I can detect or respond to changes or to signals. I'm attuned. We can think about like tuning in. I'm attuned. I'm tuned in. And then attunement happens when it's like I've formed a pleasing and consistent whole. Attunement is harmony. It's coherence. It's integration. So the reason that we're talking about this is ultimately the goal, and so much of the work that I do with my clients is helping them to understand how to attune to yourself, how to adjust, how to adapt, how to familiarize yourself with yourself. If you've been listening to me for any period of time, you know I talk about awareness a lot. We can't change what we're not aware of. So much of what we do in a lot of areas, but especially with food, so much of what we do, we've done it so many times, it's kind of on autopilot. The brain likes to adapt. It likes to be efficient. It likes to put things on autopilot because that's what the brain does. Seek pleasure, avoid pain, use as little energy as possible. How does it use little energy? It puts things on autopilot, those things we do on a regular basis. We're not even aware so many times of what's going on. So part of this process is we want to become aware. And how we become aware is we attune to ourselves. We tune in. What's happening for me? What's going on? We can also use the word, we can bring in this concept of connection. I talk a lot about connection, connecting with yourself, connecting with your body, connecting with the physical sensations in your body, connecting with your emotional experience. This whole idea of attunement actually takes the idea of connection even deeper. It's like we're taking connection to an even deeper level when we are attuning to ourselves. Because we're not just connecting, we're tuning in. We want to be receptive. We want to be responsive. We want to be quick to detect what's happening. Here's what happens for a lot of us. We don't even realize something's going on in our body, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, whatever. We literally have no clue. And then the next thing we know, we're just in that same familiar place, whether it's surrounded by wrappers, whether we've gone to the drive-thru and we're now in our same pattern where we're trying to find a place to hide the trash. I used to drive around and throw my trash away at gas stations. So I would drive from convenience store to convenience store, or the bakery to the convenience store, to the next convenience store, to the grocery store. And I would eat in my car, and at least one or two of the places, I would be sure that I got a bag. Number one, I did not want anyone to see what was the contents were that I was buying. So at least if I bought a bag, number one, I could hide whatever was in there just in case anybody saw me. And then number two, if I had the bag, then I could put all of my wrappers, all of my things into the bag, tie it up, stop at a gas station on the way home, and throw that bag away so that nobody else would know and nobody else would see it. So that's what I would do. Now, so this is kind of what happens. It's like, we don't even realize anything's going on. Then all of a sudden, next thing we know, there we are again. We have, if it was me, I'm in the car and there's all my wrappers and my boxes and all the things that I've eaten on my passenger seat. And I've got the bag and I'm putting them all away. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I have done it again. It's like there was no attunement, no even awareness that something was going on for me. It's like and I am confident that you know exactly what this experience is, where it's like you're going along. Next thing you know, you just feel this compulsion. I actually had a client describe it to me this week as a reflex. It just feels like a reflex. I'm not even aware. I'm not aware of anything in my body. I'm not aware of anything in my mind. Literally, it's just like this reflex to go to the pantry, to order the food to be delivered, to go to the drive-thru, to go grab my keys, to go get in my car. There's no awareness of anything. It's just this reflex. It's just this compulsion. It's like I'm on autopilot. When this happens, you are not attuned to yourself. Now, I don't want you to hear this and judge yourself. This is a place for awareness. It's like, oh, attunement. What would it be like if I was attuned to myself? What might that even be like? We can open up the exploration of the possibility. Many of us, probably even most of us listening to this podcast, we're not taught attunement. So attunement is tuning into yourself, being aware as things are happening and developing in your body, whether it's an emotional experience, whether you are, let's say, for example, I'm on the phone and I'm on hold. I'm contacting support for my issues with my cable internet speed. And I can just feel myself getting more tense, getting more irritated, getting more frustrated. If I'm attuned, I can notice. I can start to notice what's happening in my body. I can start to notice the temperature rising. I might start to notice some heat showing up on my face if I'm attuned. If I'm not attuned, I'm probably, as soon as I hang up that phone, I'm probably going to go straight to the pantry, or I can't even tell you how many times I have like been on hold with some sort of support person and like eating while I'm on hold or while I'm waiting. We're not taught attunement. We're actually taught not to tune in. What does that sound like? It sounds like when you get the messages, don't be too sensitive, be nice, follow the rules. Don't listen to yourself. Listen to your parents. Listen to your teachers. Listen to other people. Eat this. Don't eat that. Dress this way. Conform your body, in this way. Follow this career path. We've received so many messages over our entire lifetime that have taught us not to tune in. Attunement is a skill. It's a practice. And this is exactly the work that I do with my clients. It's such powerful work because it helps teach them how to attune to themselves. I actually had a client this week. She was talking about this week she was able to notice she had several things going on in her life between family and work and other things. And she said she was so aware. She was aware of what was happening in her body. She was aware of what was happening with her nervous system. She was aware of what was happening as it was happening. And then she was aware of the thoughts that came in of, oh, you know, we've had this really hard week. Maybe we should have this ice cream. It would really feel better. She was able to see it all. She was able to attune to all of it. She was even able to see as some of the stress dissipated, she was able to even feel the response in her body as things changed. And she was like, this was such a different experience for me to actually be able to see and to witness it in real time and to become aware of just how disconnected I've been in the past from my experience. Now, here's the other thing. When we go back to attunement, the definition of attunement, it's harmony, coherence, integration. This is powerful work because what does that mean? It means we become harmonious with all of the parts of us. This includes the parts that want to have ice cream at the end of a hard week. It includes the parts that get really frustrated. It includes the parts that think we're so weak we just can't handle it. It includes all of those parts. Here's what happens. So often, we don't like those parts. We're like, no, I don't like that part of me. I don't want to have these thoughts about food will make it feel better. I don't want to have these times where I just don't do the things I said I was going to do. I don't like that. I don't want it. I don't want that part of me. But that part of you is there. It likely is there for a reason. It has something to tell you. But when we have attunement, we are integrating all of those parts. We are not keeping those parts that we don't like at a distance. I like to think of it as sometimes we take those parts and we put them in the closet. We exile them. It's like, nope, I don't like you. I don't like you, the part that thinks that she has to binge in order to be okay. Or for whatever reason that she's binging. I don't like that part that binges. I don't want to binge. You are exiled and you are now in the closet. Well, of course she's going to speak up or she's going to feel very inferior because she's been exiled. So part of attunement is attuning into all of us, including those parts that feel scared or overwhelmed or uncertain. Whatever those parts are, we bring all of it in. So it's this harmony. So not only is it harmony and integration with all of us, it is this ability to adjust, to adapt. As we become aware of what's going on, we can respond to our feelings. We can detect them, even the slight changes, signals, or influences. We detect them, we're receptive to them, we can respond to them, and this process brings us into harmony with all of the parts of ourselves. And what's so powerful about this work is then we are no longer disconnecting. We no longer have our head in the sand where we're kind of just like pretending that everything's okay or just like, I don't really care. We're not on autopilot anymore. This is very brave work because we're looking at the parts of ourselves that we have rejected for so long. Those parts that we don't like. For you, it might be the sensitive part. Maybe it's the part that wants to binge. Maybe it's the part that is just really scared a lot of the times. Maybe it's the part that wants everyone to like them. We integrate, we bring into harmony all of the parts of ourselves. And what we do is we tune in. And one of my favorite ways is to tune in, or favorite ways to tune in, is through what I call the three powerful questions. These are the three powerful questions. Question number one, what do I notice? Question number two, what do I need? Question number three, what's next? If you think about this process of attunement, it's like we're tuning in. We want to be receptive. We want to be quick to detect or respond slight changes. That's what do I notice? What am I aware of? The second question, what do I need? We need to check in with ourselves. We are so used to tuning in to the needs of others. Chances are you are very attuned to others in your life. Now the practice is to tune into yourself. What do I need? And then the third question is so powerful. What's next? You get to choose. This is where you respond. What's next? So how attuned are you to yourself right now? And is this a skill that you are willing to cultivate? If you are not attuned, if you are like, I don't even know what you're talking about, I would love this, but I don't even know where to begin. I love doing this work. I love helping people discover how to tune in and become attuned to themselves, because nobody else can know what you need. Nobody else can tell you what you need to do, what you need to eat, any of it. But when you tune into yourself, you can get access to the wisdom that is already inside you. So if you would like help learning how to attune to yourself, specifically as it relates to any of these things, but especially around food, I would love to talk to you. So just reach out to me. We can have a conversation. Send me an email, whatever it is. You can attune to yourself. No matter how disconnected you've been, this is a skill that anyone can develop. All right, that's what I have for you this week. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Binge Breakthrough. If you would like a personal guide to walk you through the 8 solutions to end binge eating so that you can customize them for yourself and your unique situation, you have to join me for the Binge Breakthrough Blueprint. After just 8 weeks together, you will have a completely new relationship with yourself and with food. Find out more at bingebreakthrough.com/blueprint.